This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We're going to spend the next several minutes on technology, specifically how it's being used to change advertising and journalism. First, advertising. You know those annoying and illegal spam messages in your email? Well, a federal judge has ordered a spammer to pay a small internet service provider in Iowa more than $11 billion. NPR's Ted Robbins says the idea is not to collect all the money, but to shut down illegal spammers.
If you're in the business of delivering email, you sometimes have to block thousands of illegal unsolicited commercial messages, spam, just to deliver one legitimate email. And that ticks off Robert Kramer.
We need to knock these guys down one at a time, and we need to spread the word to other spammers that you're not going to get away with it. And if you get caught, the penalties are severe.
Robert Kramer provides internet service for about 5,000 customers in Iowa and Illinois. A couple of years ago, a flood of spam advertising mortgages and debt consolidation shut down his servers. A federal judge recently ordered the spammer, James McCalla of Florida, to pay Kramer $11.2 billion. The award comes a year after the same judge ordered two other spammers to pay Kramer $1 billion. Kramer has not yet collected on that, and his attorney, Kelly Wallace, doesn't expect to see $1 billion, much less $11
billion. I don't think Mr. McCalla has $11 billion, but, you know, we are aware that Mr. McCalla is a professional spammer. He makes a good bit of money. He makes more money than I do as an attorney.
We tried to reach James McCalla unsuccessfully, but Kelly Wallace says he's hiring a collection attorney to track down the defendant in Florida and seize his assets. And that may be the real effect of court cases like this one, putting illegal spammers out of business. Eileen Harrington of the Federal Trade Commission.
This guy now has an $11.2 billion judgment hanging over his head. That is a judgment that can be reported and appear on his credit record. It likely will have a significant impact on his ability to obtain financing and credit.
The judge in the case also ordered James McCalla not to do business on the internet for 3 years. If he violates that order, he could be held in criminal contempt. John Mazzina of COS, the Coalition Against Unsolicited Commercial Email, says more frequent judgments would be more helpful than large judgments.
We would much rather see a lot more smaller cases against spammers than the maybe once a month large cases against spammers that we have right now.
Now, U.S. law only prohibits some spam, misleading or untrackable spam, or spam you can't unsubscribe from. So John Mazzina says shutting down illegal spammers won't clear out your inbox by itself.
You know, we're happy it happened. We're happy the plaintiff won. But, you know, in terms of actually cutting down on the amount of spam you're going to see in your inbox tomorrow morning or next month, no.
But according to FTC research, there are effective ways to cut down spam if people use them. Virus protection, anti-spyware, and anti-adware programs. Also, spam filters provided by internet service providers. Robert Kramer in Iowa says he spent a lot of money putting them in place for his customers, and he swears he'll at least get that money back from spammers someday. Ted Robbins, NPR News.